Okay, so Umala Jupa doesn't enter Tsawashiram. Entering the middle way doesn't enter the root text on Wisna. So Umala Jupa Tsawashiram Jupa Ta. So Umala Jupa does enter into Tsawashiram. Yinte? Why? How? In two ways. Juksu Niyas. Karin. What are the two ways? Yeah, profound side of the teachings and the far reaching side of the reaches. No, it doesn't, because it doesn't enter into the submatone. Maju Beitya. Doesn't. It does? How many ways? Huh? Eight or two? Yeah, Shagyu Beitya. Short. Juksunyi short. Submatone. Juksunyi. Two ways. What are they? First one? Yeah, yeah, difference from Rangyupas and Menche. Yeah. And then second way? From the mind only, Semtama. Okay. So, Umala Jupa, entering the middle way, doesn't enter the root text on wisdom of Arya Nagarjuna in the far reaching side of the teachings. It does enter. Sure. How? We got one way so far. Umajuba, Techenge, Tsawashirab, Techenge Tenji Mayim Beyate. The root text on wisdom is not a Mahayana text. Tsawashirab, Techenge Tenji Yimata. So it is. You're saying it is. Yinde? Why? Huh? Yeah, because it gives infinite arguments about emptiness. And that makes it, that qualifies it as Mahayana already. We don't have to talk about bodhicitta. We don't have to talk about level emptiness, anything like that. That's where we are here, okay? That's where we are so far. Is that high enough for everybody? It's okay? Okay, we're going to read together. You ready? On the count of three, slow. One, two, three. Tara pa dang tam che kem pa kang rum to pa la tong ni cha mo ngun sun tu to ge pa sung kang. Okay, good. Gotsugi yoreda. You tell me what's tarpa.
Freedom.
Yeah, like nirvana, okay? As opposed to Buddhahood, okay? And then tamje kyenpa? Tamje kyenpa means omniscience. Like Rinpoche, Gen's nephew's name is Tupten Kunken, or Kunken, tamje kyenpa. It means, sometimes they call monks Mr. Omniscient, you know. I mean, just their monk's name. Okay, so Tamche Kemba. Dongyi? Emptiness. Okay. Okay, so like you can't have any kind of debate in the Prasangika school, in the Tangyoa. You can't have any kind of debate that says, people of Hinayana only see sort of a lower emptiness, and people of Mahayana see a higher emptiness. In Prasangika, you can't say that. In Rangyupa, you do say that, okay? That there are degrees of emptiness. But in the higher school, you either see it or you don't see it. I mean, either you see that the thing's not coming from your mind, or you don't see that. And there's no in between. Is there a 17-foot, three-headed purple elephant in this room? No. I mean, no, you didn't have to look around because it would have squashed somebody already. You would have heard it. So it's not like they could be here to some degree, you see what I mean? And then people have said to me, oh, what if they stick their nose in the door, you know, or something like that. But the idea is, look, they couldn't have been here in the first place because there's no such thing. You see what I mean? Now, if you said a normal elephant, the absence of a normal elephant in this room, you could say maybe you could have degrees of that, like if they had their nose halfway in the room or something. But a thing that could never exist, to what degree is it not in this room? You see, I mean, you can't say it's more or less not here. It's just not here. And never could, never would, never will. Okay, that's all. So like that. He's, but there's this kyang here. What's kyang? But. Okay. Here we get a but coming here. This is long. Let's cut it here. You ready? You did pretty good. I think Geshe La. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Taek men ki re chen nam. Ki tar ba zam to ba la dong ni dor du zam du do shing kom par che ba la den ne to ni. Okay, good. Accustoming themselves. This is very touchy. This is very touchy. The wording is very touchy. He's going to say something like, if all you want to do is achieve nirvana, of course you have to see emptiness directly and you see it fully, but in sort of an abbreviated way. Okay? Now, well, what it means is you don't need to keep going back to it thousands of times and you don't need to swim in it. If you perceive emptiness once directly, then go through the path of habituation, even if you have no bodhicitta, you can get to nirvana. You will get to nirvana. And you don't have to work as hard on emptiness as someone who wants to get to Buddhahood. That's what he's saying. The emptiness they perceive is the same. You'll never get away with saying anything else. But the degree to which they accustom themselves to that emptiness is much different. Somebody who's shooting for the big time has to swim in it much longer and more deeply than someone who's just trying to get to nirvana. Okay? Okay. I don't like it. Okay. Say? The Gyurgyurwa, Yinke the Gyurgyurwa, and a devil may do not cause a kegagito. The devil may do. Top of those. Let's try the second one. And then. Oh, to emptiness, yeah. Okay.
Is this after the breakfast?
I think it's both. Okay, I think it's both. Okay, so that's a little delicate. That makes a good debate for the debate ground. Okay? Do Hinayana and Mahayana people see a different emptiness? But do they... like familiarize themselves or swim in it to a different degree? Yeah. Yeah. You don't have to do so much if all you want to do is achieve nirvana. If you're shooting for Buddhahood, you're going to have to go much deeper into the idea of emptiness. Okay? Thousands of different presentations. Yeah, you can debate. That'd make a good debate. I mean, I just work here, okay? But I was thinking of a debate, right? I'll give you a debate. Umula Jupa doesn't enter Tsawashiram. Majjhimika Avatara doesn't enter the root text on wisdom in two different ways. So it does enter it in two different ways. Does it enter it in the profound way? Because... it talks about emptiness, right? So does it enter it in the bodhisattva side of the teachings, the far-reaching way? Yeah, why?
It talks about emptiness.
Same thing. Same thing. Why are you calling it two different ways? Isn't that emptiness side? You're saying, oh, because those people like to hear about emptiness a thousand different ways. Sounds like the first one. Repeat it to me. It just sounds like the profound side all over again. You know, I think you could have a good debate on that in the debate ground. Think about it. Isn't he just saying the same thing? Like, isn't he just going at it one way, the emptiness? See? I say he's not going at it two different ways. Because he just said the second way he gets at it is through emptiness. Many infinite kinds of emptiness. Okay, sounds like the first one to me. You know? He still didn't enter it in the bodhisattva way. Okay? Think about it. Kind of tricky. Okay. You ready? Here we go. Slow. 1, 2, 3. Te yin te rang de le chu ki dak me pa sel war cha wei shir te pa chen po tem pa yan rik pa ni te ge pa tem pa ju pa du pe shira. Okay? And this is true. That's the true, right? And this is true because... Nah. Gyore. Gyore. Oh, kazo gyore. And this is true because... What's wrong, though? Auto-commentary. To what? Which auto-commentary would he be quoting? To entering the middle way. The Master Chandrakirti's own commentary on entering the middle way. Okay. And this is true because the auto-commentary says... Now, how do I do this thing? I go over here. What's it called? I found out these are in alphabetical order. Yeah? Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, okay. The auto commentary is proving something else. We don't know what. So we just get the second half. He probably said something like, this book was made for bodhisattvas or something like that. Okay. Whereas you ready? One, two, three. Nian tu ki tek ba le ni chu ki tak me ba dor tsun ba tsam shik tu se do she sum be she. Okay, good. Where's that? Would I do type I? Oh, good. Okay. Okay, so he's quoting who? No. Kedup Denpa Darge, Keshim Dupa Nyebe, Denpa Darge. Like in the monastery, you call him, you don't call him Kedup, you call him Keshim Dupa Nyebe, which is like, Kedup means wise and accomplished. But when you say his name in a debate in the monastery, he wrote our textbooks, right? So we say, the wise, the accomplished. You know, you don't just say Kedup. Okay, so... he's backing himself up by saying, look, even Master Chandrakirti said that bodhisattvas need an extended presentation and people of the Hinayana just get an abbreviated presentation, okay, of emptiness. She's like ready to debate me. I don't know. I'm just... Huh? Yeah. Chukyi dogme. Winston had this a lot, right? Chö and... What's the other dogme? Yeah, Chö and Kangsaki dogme. Say Chukyi dogme. Kangsaki dogme. Which sounds like the difference between the emptiness of things and the emptiness of people. But more technically, it's the emptiness of people and the emptiness of their parts. So it's like, is the pen empty? That would be like Kansaki Dame. And then, is the color of the pen empty? Or is the shape of the pen empty? That would be like the emptiness of things. Okay? All right. This is a monster sentence. I'm going to try to break it up. Okay? Here we go. You ready? I'll get it up to the top. Just this little piece. One, two, three. Ram, luk, la, gya, che, we, go, ne, juk, su, ye, de. Okay? He's like, de? What did we say, Ram, luk? Yeah. According to our own... This is an impossible sentence. I don't know how to... That's the second half of the sentence. Right there. I'm going to see if we can break it up. Let me see. We'll do it here. It's kind of artificial. Oops. Chigela, you can't do the computer tone. You can do the tongue. Lamsang. Okay, ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Tsa, she, ne, dem, be, sab, mu, rim, ba, to, be, lam, ki, deng, du, so, so, ke, we, chu, su, pak, ba, lo be sa ju de be sa ya ku su ze ba tin le dang che ba dang sa nga ba dang tu be go rim la ten e. It's only half a sentence, okay. Here we go. Question for you. Say soso.
Gewo.
As opposed to pakpa. See, here's pakpa here. Okay? And here's soso gewo. How do you want to translate it? This is a person who has seen emptiness is a pakpa, arya. And then a person who hasn't seen emptiness is called a soso gewo. Regular Joe. You see? A regular person. Sometimes they say common person. But how? What do you want to...
Ordinary
person. Yeah, okay. It does so by bringing in the three qualities of an ordinary person. The 10 levels. I like to call them realized person. Yeah. Well, no, that's a tricky question. There are also 10 listener bhumis, right? So you can say yes. But anyway, that's another story. Actually, a big subject of the Umaladhyupa is the Bodhisattva bhumis. So on top of being a great book about emptiness, it has a great presentation on patience. It has a great presentation on morality, on, you know, effort, on giving. It's a great book for that too, in that sense. So it covers all 10 of the bhumis in a very detailed way. But when you get to the 6th chapter, it's half the book. Because that's the chapter on wisdom, on the perfection of wisdom. So anyway, so everybody's in the monastery, they don't show up at class till you hit the 6th chapter. You see, I mean, Geshe Thubten Rinpoche and I went through the first 5. And practically alone, nobody wanted to spend much time on that. Then we got to the 6th chapter, people started leaking in, you know. Okay. The 10 levels of a realized person. Here's where he's going, and I think you can smell it if you think about it. Does Umaladhyupa talk about emptiness? So it covers the profound side of the teachings. We already had one argument for why it covered the far-reaching side of the teachings, the Bodhisattva side of the teachings, and that was, to put it simply, Bodhisattvas need infinite arguments in favor of emptiness. This book gives infinite arguments in favor of emptiness. Therefore, it must have been written for Bodhisattvas. But that's sort of a weak argument, because then you're covering the profound side again. You see? Aren't you? So now he's like, I feel like he's sort of aware of that. And he's like saying, well, I better go a little bit further here. It's true that the root text on wisdom speaks about the direct perception of emptiness. That's its main shtick. But when Master Chandrakirti makes his commentary on that book, he brings in the 10 levels. That's his basic shtick here. He brings in the 10 levels. 10 levels of what? Bodhisattva. Okay? So, now he's covering himself more. Okay, even if you don't buy that thing about Bodhisattvas need infinite arguments for emptiness shtick, even if you don't buy that, well, actually, when Master Chandrakirti explains this book about emptiness, he does so by presenting the 10 Bodhisattva bhumis. So he must be talking about Bodhisattvas. Okay? That's what he's going to say, all right? That's what he's saying. Yeah, yeah. Where was the but? Anyway, yeah. Okay. It also covers the transition in there. what do you want to call it? Vipassana and shamatha. She's been selling shamatha stillness, right? I kind of like stillness. It gives you the sense of a very great level of concentration or meditation. What do you want to call vipassana? What have you been calling it in your class? I like extraordinary vision, if you don't mind. The vi is extraordinary. Pasya means to see. Heart Sutra says, Pancha skandasthascha svarupa svabhava shunyam sampashanti sa. Pashanti, to see. Okay? So, in certain verses, and also of, what do you call it? Extraordinary? I like to call it the extraordinary vision of emptiness the first time I talk about it. It presents the various levels of stillness, and also, how about the various levels? Of the extraordinary vision of emptiness, which investigates the nature of which investigates the true nature of the two different forms. True nature of the two different types. I'm going to write something, then you tell me a better way. Can you say it that way? Or is that too translationese? It's saying that Vipassana's job is to investigate the true nature of the lack of self to people and the lack of self to their parts. Is there a better way to say it? Is that okay? Huh? Oh, we can't. I don't feel like I can add them, though.
How about the two different objects that lack any self-nature?
He didn't say it that way in the Tibetan.
Tell
you the
objects?
Yeah.
This is just a footnote to clarify.
Maybe. It's too many ups, right? How many ups I got here? Three in a row, right? Is this okay? Which investigates the true nature of the two different ways in which things lack any nature of the room. Can we get rid of one of the natures? Two nature. By the way, true nature, the first true nature is bekonani. It's suchness, really, which investigates the suchness of the two different ways. Is that too much? True essence? He didn't do that. He said, Dagme Niki Dekonani, right here. The suchness of the two lacks of a self nature. I wish I could do that. We're trying to avoid the word nature, though. There's a way to say that, and he didn't say that. It's suchness, really. It's dekonani. Yeah. Gives you. She already got her head up there. I'll leave it. You come back to me later. In Sundarin, it presents the various levels to it. And also the various levels of the extraordinary vision of emptiness, which investigates the nature of reality. What's that? And it does so.
In which things lack any self-nature.
But then you got an. How about any self of their own? But that's. Is that all right? It is what it says in it. That one says dakme. I'm going to say nature. And it does so. It's still nature. I'm trying to get rid of one of the natures.
That's what Winston is trying to
say. Huh? Inequality of their own? How's that? How's that? Let's do that. Okay. And it does so by... What?
Well, the way it says the true nature of the two different ways, does it quite make sense? Would you say that it investigates the true nature using the two different ways?
No, it's the true nature of those two different kinds of emptiness. Yeah.
It's the emptiness of the emptiness?
Yeah, it is.
No, the emptiness itself, the emptiness.
It is the emptiness of the emptiness. It's the emptiness of those two emptinesses. Sorry.
The problem with two natures.
Yeah, quality's okay. And it does so... yeah, that's different. And it does so by drawing additional material from... what do we call Rinchen Tenwa? String of jewels? Just get this, okay? Here's his argument. I kind of like it. You ready? Does Umalajupa enter into Tsawashiram? Yes. How many ways? Two. What's the first one? Emptiness side of things. What's the second one? Far-reaching side of things. How? Then he's kind of conceding it. He's saying, look, I know the root text on wisdom doesn't present much about bodhisattva behavior or about the 10 levels, but... Master Chandrakirti adds that information. Kakong means he appends or he supplements from other works presentations of the 10 bodhisattva levels. And then in that way, he's covering himself on the bodhisattva side of things. So he's kind of giving up the idea. He's saying, look, I know Master Aryanagarjuna didn't directly talk about bodhisattva levels. He's mainly talking about emptiness. But when Master Chandrakirti comments on him, he brings in all this other stuff, including material from the other five books on emptiness by Aryanagarjuna, and he supplements it with bodhisattva ideals, all in the context of the emptiness of those ideals. So, you know, it's very beautiful. Did he throw in bodhisattva level stuff? Yes. In that way, does he cover the bodhisattva side of the teachings? Yes. Why does he throw them in? He just wants to prove their emptiness. You see, it's so cool. He's still on the emptiness thing. So what's the Ngunten Tenje Tso? This is a big thing in the monastery. Ngunten Tenje Tso, Kansha. What's the main thing he's presenting? Emptiness. Now people got confused there. They said, what's the main thing Master Chandrakirti wants to talk about? Emptiness. What's the main thing he's presenting? Emptiness. Does that mean he doesn't present bodhisattva stuff? No, but when you say main and explicit, these are the two words in the monastery. Muten means explicit. Tenje Tso means main thing. What's the main thing he wants to talk about? What's the explicit thing he talks about? Emptiness. Does that mean he doesn't talk about bodhisattva stuff? No, he brings up bodhisattva stuff, but just to talk more about emptiness. Okay, like, be generous. Be patient. Be moral. Why? Because things are empty. You see, it's really cool how he brings in the bodhisattva stuff. Yeah.
Is what he brings in from Arya Nagarjuna and his other, like the bhumis that he's, whatever he's bringing in, is it directly from Arya Nagarjuna or is it from other?
Much of it. Large quantities of it. Yeah. What percent? I don't know. 70%? Yeah. Okay. Let's see if he'll let this dead dog... no, he's not going to let it go. Okay. This is an easier debate. You ready? One, two, three. Ka chi ki sa wa shi ram ki ya che we chok ma ten to sena. Okay. What's ka chi mean? Yeah, one mouth, meaning some guy says. Did he say or did he stare? Claims. Okay, somebody claims. He's already shut down, right? What did he say? Sawashiram means what? Root text on wisdom. Maten doesn't teach gyache wicho, the far-reaching side of things. Now, why would some guy come and say it again? I don't know, but we got another fool is coming up with the same... He's just repeating the same argument. Okay, now suppose someone... comes again and makes the claim. The root text on wisdom doesn't present the far-reaching side of the teachings. Okay, ready? One, two, three. De gya che we cho den ba stop. If you say den ba ta, it means, do you think it presents that? Are you telling me it presents that? But if you say den ba ta, it means it does so say that. It does so talk about the far-reaching side of things. Which one do you think is... Are we going to go up or down? This is us talking. I'll say it again. That guy came up and said, basically, Arya Nagarjuna's work doesn't talk about bodhisattva stuff. So this sentence says, it does talk about bodhisattva stuff. So does he go, Dambata, or goes, Dambata? Yeah, he believes it. It's like, you got to believe me, man. Dambata, okay? Of course it talks about it. Okay? Got it? So it's all contextual. You can't translate it right unless you hear it in your ear in the debate ground. Somebody's going, Dambata. Okay? It does too present it. Let's keep going. We'll start with she, ready? She ngo be ne zu lam de be rim pa de bu san ge ki sa dang che pa ngu ten ten che zo war che ne ten be che. Okay, good. Say she.
She.
Lam.
Lam.
Debusum.
She.
She. Lam.
Lam.
Debusum.
Debusum.
People translate this as foundation, path, and result. It's very famous. In the Tantra, it's very important, for example, in what distinguishes Anuttara Tantra is how you talk about death. And there's the she and the lam and the debu of death. Shingupa Netso means the original condition of death, meaning as a bad experience. That's going to lead to your rebirth. That's called Shingupa Netso, the original condition. Then lam, kusum lamkir, means take it, use it as a path to the three dharma bodies, to the three bodies of an enlightened being. Okay, and then debu, the result of that practice is that you reach those three bodies. So there's that she lam debu. She means the original condition of things, which is often bad. Lam means your practice. And then debu means where you're going to go with that practice. So here he says, shingupa netso means, is the foundation, meaning the basic nature of all things. So here in Majjhimika, the foundation, and some schools call this Kunshi. What's Kunshi? Storehouse consciousness. Literally, though, what's it mean? The foundation of all things. So in some schools, emptiness itself is called Kunshi. Because isn't that the underlying reality that allows all other things to happen? Isn't this room happening because of emptiness? Doesn't emptiness underlie every brick that Winston laid up on these walls, right? Isn't that the foundation or the basic nature of all things? Okay? So his book, Aryanagarjuna's book, it presents that foundation. It presents the steps of the path. And it presents the goal that you're headed for. Therefore, it presents the Bodhisattva side of teachings. Okay? That's our position, okay? Again, he's talking mainly about the bhumis, right?
Yeah, okay.
Bodhisattva bhumis, which can never be isolated from emptiness. At every step along the path, when do you reach the first bodhisattva bhumi? When you see emptiness directly, with bodhicitta in your mind, as a bodhisattva, okay? So it's understood that if you write a book about the bodhisattva bhumis, everything is in the context of emptiness. Okay? All right.
Would some readers confuse steps of the path with Lam Rim? When levels of the path?
That's okay. He does say Lam Rim. Right here. Lam Rim. Okay?
Never mind.
Okay. Then I'm not thinking much. This is the knockout punch right here. Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Chignisum. Te nam rang shin ki me ching ta nye tu yu ba ngu ten je zo war che ne de be che. Okay. Okay? So this is a big deal in the monastery. What's the main subject of Arya Nagarjuna's work? Emptiness, the profound side of the teachings. What's the explicit subject matter? Emptiness. What's the implicit subject matter? Yeah, the bodhisattva levels and the bodhisattva, the far-reaching side of the teachings. Okay, that's all. So there's always this thing in the ancient books. What's it? Which of those two sides does it present directly, and which of those two sides does it present implicitly? Okay. So, in talking about emptiness, are you implicitly talking about the bodhisattva levels?
Yes.
Yeah. It's so cool. It's so cool. Why? Because you can't talk about bodhisattva levels unless you're talking about emptiness. In fact, the minute you start talking about bodhisattva levels, which you only get to once you see emptiness directly, you got to start talking about the emptiness of those levels. That's really cool. What's the emptiness of giving, for example? Korsum, right? The giver, the gift, and the person you give to are all empty. You can't understand the perfection of giving. It's not a perfection until you're doing it with emptiness understanding. So if you write in a book that even mentions the bodhisattva levels, it's already mentioning them in the context of emptiness. So he never departs from his main theme, his explicit theme, which is emptiness. Okay, that's all. Got it? But he has to talk about the levels you go through, and that's bodhisattva stuff. Okay? And that's beautiful. You see, he doesn't even leave it as they don't have any nature of their own. They still work. They still exist. Okay? Tanya do yet. Okay? They still exist. Ready? He's not going to let it go. Okay. One. Kama chu singi. One, two, three. Good. Got it? Deta? It's got to be that way, because he's not saying, are you telling me it's that way? He's not going to say that. He's presenting our own side, right? So he's like, it's got to be that way. Deta? Got it? He goes up. Deta? It is so that way, because, one, two, three. Rang, shin, ki, me, chin. Ta ni du yu ba la te nam ki nam sha te ba gyal le ki go ne ten la ba de chi. Okay? All right. Whose book are we talking about? Oh, root text, an Arya Nagarjuna's book. Okay, that too is true because let's put it in here because in English you have to repeat it every couple of pages, and that's true because the root text and wisdom. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay, that's all. Ayodhagarjuna goes through talking about the path, the result, and the foundation nature of things by explaining how they work, even though they don't have any nature of their own. Okay? So therefore, it treats the far-reaching side of things. Wow. Okay? Just because it talks about the path mainly. Okay? Sorry? Yeah, okay. You think he should give up this thing now? Nah, let's do one more argument. Here we go. It's a tell at the end. We're still talking. Does the tell go up or down? Tell? It is so true. It is the and it's furthermore true. Okay, he keeps saying, and you know he's got one more reason why it's true. What? That Ayodhagarjuna's work talks about the Bodhisattva side of things. Okay, why? Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3. Shen yang sa wa she ram ki. Gya che we lam ki rim pa tem pa ta. Okay. Okay. This will be our last argument, and it's an important one. Let's read it, and then I'll teach you an important word here. Say, 1, 2, 3. Te che du cha we dul cha de do dang gong de shen la ma ten pa te ni la ten ne gya che we lam ki rim pa tok nu be che te. Okay, and this is true because now there's a word you should learn and you should debate it in the debate ground. Okay, say chetu chawe tulja. It's right here. See it in the first line. Chetu chawe dulja. This is a very nasty idiom. And it means the disciple for whom this book was designed, specifically. You see? So every time a great Buddhist pundit writes a book, they have some audience. We talked about it at the beginning of this class. You have your audience in mind. Like, who's the perfect student I'd like to have read this book? You know? Then other people will pick it up, buy it, you know, there'll be some fallout sales, peripheral sales. But who's the main person? When I'm writing this book, who am I thinking is going to open it up in Barnes & Noble and look at page 10 and go, bam, wow, I get it, you know? It's like, who's the one person you have in mind when you wrote this book? It's called Chedu Jawe Tulja. Chedu means for the purpose of them, for the sake of them. Jawe means who you have in mind. Dul means what? What's Ndulwa? Yeah, what is it in Sanskrit? Dulwa. She's teaching Dulwa. Vinaya. Okay, Vinaya means to tame somebody. Okay, so Dulja means that which is to be tamed or disciplined, which is what? A wild horse. No. Dulja means disciple. So Chedija or Dulja literally means the person you have in mind to be tamed specifically by the book you're writing. And Dulja means disciple. We have the word in English, that which is to be disciplined is a disciple, right? Okay. So, de chedicha itulcha. And this is true because the disciple for whom this particular text was designed, especially designed? Oh, specifically designed, I like that. Okay, pretty heavy statement. Okay, which is this. If you're the person for whom what book? The Root Text on Wisdom was designed, then if you read it and study it and practice it, you don't need any other books. And you'll get both sides of the teachings. You'll accomplish both of the lamriams, the bodhisattva lamriams and the emptiness lamriams, just from this one book. Okay? Therefore, that must be in that book. Okay, all right. Now, is there any precedent for that idea, that it would be enough to study one book, that you could tailor a book to a certain disciple, that you could tailor a teaching to a certain disciple? Is there a precedent for such an idea?
Where did Chandrakirti write this?
Who? No, this is Aryanagarjuna's book.
Oh,
no. You could say that, but right now it's Kedut Dhammadagya. It's the monastic textbook writer. He's saying, look, we're going to have it right here. I'm just setting you up. It's right here. And then we'll stop. Here we go. Ready? That's the last sentence. One, two, three. Ngun to gen ki che du cha we du cha de do dang gong dra shen la ma ten pa de ni la ten ne sap pa dang kya che we cho ni ki nang ne sab me cho pe ya to nu be che. Okay? And this is true. What's that in the Tibetan? You be che. Okay? You be, is that at the end? And this is true because that particular disciple for whom organizations were specifically designed can use that one work to achieve Okay? Now, to appreciate this, you have to understand that the concept of Chedijari Dulja, someone for whom a book was specifically designed, is introduced with the Ornament of Realizations. Saying Wuntogen, Abhisamankara, first 12 years in the monastery. The whole concept that a book could be designed for a particular person is introduced in that book written by Yeah, dictated by Maitreya to Arya Sangha, okay? And in that book, they present the idea that there's a student that you could design a book for. Now, what's the Ngunten Tenje Tso of Ngundogen? What's the explicit subject matter, which is the main subject matter from the Bodhisattva teachings or the emptiness teachings in the Abhisamankara? It's the Bodhisattva side of the teachings. And you see? It's the Bodhisattva side of teachings, even though it's a book on emptiness also. Okay, but the main thing in there is the Bodhisattva side of teachings. That's the Ngunten Tenje Tso. That's the explicit subject matter of the Ornament of Realizations. So, everybody knows that the Ornament of Realizations is targeted at a certain kind of individual who, just by reading that one book, which is about the Bodhisattva levels, will automatically understand the emptiness side of things, without having to look at any other book. What? Now, why did he bring that up? He's trying to prove the opposite. He's trying to prove that the opposite can happen with this book, which is what? Yeah, there must be this student that Arya Nagarjuna had in mind, that just by teaching them explicitly and mainly what? Emptiness, they will automatically get the Bodhisattva side of things without having to look at any other book at all. Okay? So that's a pretty good argument. Because everybody in the monastery will accept that, because that's a very famous truth about the Ornament of Realizations. Its main subject matter is the Bodhisattva's way of life. It implicitly talks about emptiness. If you're a Chedijari Dulja, if you're one of those special people who has enough good karma to be in this class and be targeted, have this book targeted at you specifically, then you're going to have enough good karma that it'll trigger the understanding of emptiness. Just a presentation of Bodhisattva stuff. Okay? So by the same, what do you call it? Token. If you have the karma to be in this class and to be hearing about Arya Nagarjuna's book and Master Chandrakirti's book, then you either are or you're very close to being the disciple for which this was targeted 2,000 years ago. You know? Oh, Arya Nagarjuna is going to write a book 1,800 years ago targeted at Venerable Phil? Yeah, exactly. That's the kind of thing they do. Couple thousand years and nothing to these guys. You know? They're aiming this at Anatole. You know? They targeted you, you know? Like, this book was targeted at you. This book was launched into the universe 2,000 years ago to get here to Diamond Mountain to bang into your brain. And he says, look, we talk about emptiness. Anatole's obviously going to get it that we're talking about Bodhisattva stuff. Come on. You know? He was targeted. For this book was targeted at these guys. It doesn't have to be presented explicitly. If you just talk a little bit about it, by the way, they're going to get it. There's no reason to learn about emptiness unless you use this to help everybody. They'll get it. They're targeted. They're targeted people. Got it? Okay. That's a nice argument. I like that one. Okay. You're targeted people. You were targeted a long time ago. Really, it's kind of cool to think of somebody sending you a bottle in the ocean, you know. Oh, this is for Anatole. You know, 2,000 years later, comes up down the Hudson River, hits Manhattan, you know, and he picks up this bottle. Oh, what's in here? You know, and look, anyone who's lucky enough to get the bottle, look, they're going to get the other side of teachings. If you're teaching about, we had it in the debate ground the other night, yeah. How are you going to see emptiness if you don't want to use it to help people, you see? These are the kind of people who are already talking about that in the debate ground. So no problem. Okay? You can't say you didn't present both sides of the teaching. Okay? All right, we'll do a... Oh, by the way, I couldn't teach any of this. I wouldn't know any of this. I couldn't speak a single word of Tibetan if it wasn't for Geshe Lothar. I swear to God. So, in the next few days, you have to keep that in mind. And really honor him and You know, you nothing would be happening. There wouldn't be anything here. There'd just be rocks and lizards here. Okay? Okay. All right. Geshe-la is going to retire to the kitchen. Please give him peace, except for the cooks. And you have to fill him up as much as possible. And this Venerable Phil has prepared this grammar text, so we'll start it next time. Okay? Can I hand it out now? Can we hand it out? Okay. If there's not enough, fight with Venerable Phil. This is what we started in Ceremony. I don't know if we finished it or... I don't remember, but we're going to go through it. So, and then we'll start Christy's last class at 8. Okay. Gen koran peti desi an shalachi se. Nela shalachi. Nela. Shula. Nasa. Geshe-la says you could do a certain custom that they do in the monastery that the students get up and leave first, because then it's auspicious that your teacher will stay with you. You see what I mean? The teacher will hang out till everyone else is gone. You see what I mean? Like that. So the custom of the students like getting out and doing all their stuff first and the Lama stays till the end is auspicious for their long life. Okay. Thank you.